I'm about maybe a couple miles out from my office. We have my house. But I got to stop. Want to stop real quick. I don't know if you want to go talk to him and they, like, call me back in, like, 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And I'd be sitting down, like, writing things down. That's possible.
Hi, is this Philip?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Philip, my name's John. You were just transferred to me by my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you. How you doing?
Long day.
I hear you. It's been pretty busy on this side, too, man. I'm running around like a madman in this office, but...
The sun just kicked my ass.
Yeah, I think it's going to get hotter before it gets cooler, too. That's the crazy part.
Always does. I'm a fool of the cracker, so I know.
Out there looking like Larry the Lobster.
I don't get it like that. I got too much Italian and French in me. I'm just dark.
Oh, there you go. You got a little bronze going?
No, I'm blonde. I got bald head.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I'm Italian, Irish,
and bald.
I'm only 32. It's all gone, but I'm in pretty good shape, so.
That's the best thing to do is self-preservation.
Yeah, I like to exercise.
I was 32, I was snorting eight balls and drinking booze.
No.
Hanging out with all the hoes.
I gave up drinking. I'm married. I gave up drinking when my first was born. So I was 27 then. And,
right.
Yeah, so I just...
Well, when I was 27, I was taking care of my baby brothers that were five. And they got old. So I just never had no kids because I had kids like forever. I raised another girl's kid.
Yeah.
Right, but I bought them dirt bikes and shit and took them racing.
That's a good big brother. My next door neighbors were like that. They were my best friends. There's four boys, and the oldest one, Kevin, took care of them. And I used to spend a lot of time over there hanging out with them, playing games, and being crazy boys, you know, trying stuff you're not supposed to be trying.
I grew up out in the woods, man. We did everything. I was driving up 13, 14
years old.
That's
how we were. Yeah. Out in the sticks, nobody telling us what to do. Be out all night.
My dad would be like, you can take them. We have one of the Baja buggies with the big wheels on the back and the big pipe coming out the back.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And I rolled that bitch over. We would push back on the wheels and take off.
Oh, man. These guys used to bury moonshine in the woods. We'd steal his grandpa's work truck, like their steak bed, and we'd go drive out there in the middle of the night, go get our moonshine.
Hell yeah. We used to do that in the people's grow houses and get their weed.
That too. Yeah, I'm having a fair share. Those days are long behind me, though. I had to give all that up when the little man came around. I didn't want to be a bad influence on him. My dad was always drinking growing up, and I didn't want him to grow up like that. You know?
Right. I gave it all up when I got out of prison.
Yeah, I think the first time I held a gun was I was like 7 because my dad was all drunk all the time and he would just have a gun laying around, you know, and I'd be playing with it.
Oh, I was shit. I was hunting at 6. I was hunting. Like duck hunting and shit.
My grandfather was my
hero. And he would pick me up. And my mom's the oldest of 7. He'd pick me up every year for all of duck season. And he'd take me hunting. And then he'd take me fishing. He taught me everything. Clamming. I mean, that man taught us all. And
yeah,
he made it fun.
Hunting and the fishing, I get. But maybe not too much. Just I don't want him getting close to guns and stuff. I just don't think that's a good idea for him. Not yet, anyway. I feel like when you're young, you got all that testosterone, all it takes is one bad night and bam, something, you know, it's in the slammer forever. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's the problem. And the cops would tell you, like, I was in there, and they told me straight up, because I got a counseling record except for shit that was, you know, bullshit, but on Google, it doesn't tell you, and they know pros, you know, like, what do you do when a guy pulls a gun on you? That tells you he's going to kill you. All right. Well, I stabbed him. It almost killed me.
Yeah, well, You say,
you know, he's going to shoot me. You're going to have to shoot me because I only had a knife. He had a gun.
Yeah,
and it was all on video. All on video. Right. Well, he didn't. That's why I pulled my knife out, is because he was about 25 feet from me, and he lifted up his shirt to show it to me. Well, it was I could tell. I know guns have had in my whole life. Yeah. I could tell it was a 38 stub nose. But the look in his eyes told me something different. Like, that gun didn't work. He didn't have bullets in it, or he was scared to shoot me.
Yeah.
So I pulled my knife out, and I just told him. I said, look, dude, you don't want this. You don't want this. You don't want to do this. And I went in the store and told the lady to call 911. The guy's got a gun, so you're going to kill me. And it was a Walgreens. And I turned around, look at the door, and he's got the girl who called me up there to pick her up. That's how they baited me up there, trying to rob me. And then he was punching her in the face, so I thought I could get out of there. Next thing you know, I was on the ground. The guy was like 6'4", probably. I'm only 5'10". But once he grabbed my shirt, you know, like, picked me up to beat me up, I just wanted to hit the shit. The shirt ripped off, and I just started
bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
And then they put me in there like 33 days, you know, wrote 4 bad articles in the newspaper about me and my town that I was grew up in, you know, saying all the kinds of bad shit that was lies. And then when I got out and I called the paper trying to get them to recant their story, and because the truth was the truth, just please put the truth out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to emergency release me because it was self-defense. I play with tech.
That's crazy, man. It's a wild story. So
yeah,
let me ask you this now. I mean, we're...
Can I get a Apache 305 from Flavor Store? I'm sorry. I'm listening to you.
I mean, you're going to need to have... Well, if your state requires it, I don't think Florida really does for the handyman. But they say you need to have license.
You don't even need a handyman license to be a handyman in around here.
Florida,
I got my license to do other stuff.
Just be getting better and better by the day, I swear.
Well, we got the best state around, I guarantee it. I've been to a few of the other ones. And
yeah.
But I live... You got to understand, I just moved back to my family home. Because, you know, I'm going to make it into Airbnb because it's so big. And then I'm going to do glamping in the pasture. And then behind my house is like miles of hiking woods where they got all these hiking trails. And then next to my house is Swift Mud where it'll never be developed. And that's like, shit, it's like 8 miles to the next road through the woods. And there ain't nothing but woods. So, I mean, I got turkey coming through my yard. When I'm shutting my gate, there's deer. I mean, if it wasn't for my damn dog chasing them sons of bitches away, I'd keep kicking his ass because I've got hundreds of dollars in food plots and corn and everything else out there to make sure they're happy and fed right so they grow right.
Yeah.
So it's like... It is what it is. My neighbor does the same thing because his mom thinks they're her pets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, the ones in town, everybody, you know, nobody messes with them. But the ones in, once it comes hunting season, you don't see them no more.
Mm. Yeah, they go hide.
They're smart.
Yeah, I
walked outside, took a piss, and they were standing 5 feet away from me, and they just kept eating. I'm like, dude, I've never seen this in my life. So when I got done, I went and got my camera and took pictures.
My goodness.
Sorry.
Oh my. No, you're good. They're messaging me.
Yeah, I just had blowing my machine.
They're like, how's it going with that guy? They're all messaging me right now from the back.
Well, it's because I'm fucking going to keep it 100, you know? It's all about money to me and what I'm going to get out of it. Because this Angie list is getting... I'm putting the old stop on that tomorrow. Because I guarantee you, with Facebook, I could just say this. And now I just went and bought a new welding machine to start for my welding business, because my dad owned like the same welding business for 57 years, and I know all, I ran it. So I can come around town and go to all these companies that we did all their work, like plumbing companies, building all the racks for the truck. You know, we did all the city work too, so I don't even know how I'm going to get back into that, doing the county's work for them. But my dad got old, and he didn't realize that he was didn't work way too cheap. he didn't mean the customer, he got ornery, cankerous or something. I don't fucking know. But that's why I couldn't work with him no more. I told him, I'm like, look, you either gonna let me be have 100%, you know, trust me 100% or none. If I'm not happy and I'm not gonna do this, I'd rather be broken or broken happy than have shit and be on time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd never take broke as an option personally.
Right. Well, I ain't gonna be broke, but to me, broke is when I can't get whatever I want, whenever I want.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, that's what I'm saying. I go back to my primitive ways before I do that. Before I go big.
Right. I mean, I live in a spot like where you can be chilling this way and you can feel like you're in town, but. If you're taking a good 10 minutes, you're back in the city almost. When you come out here at night, it's just boom, blacks out. And then you go down my road, which is quarters of a mile, and then I got a quarter mile long driveway. And if you came to my house, you'd be the stupidest or the most dumbest little bitch in the world unless you were meant to be there for a reason. Because you would not go there by accident. You would just not. At least that's one of them. I make it look like, yeah, you're not. You don't want to come down here. It's
wow,
just it's
wow.
out here. It's like I said. It's really out in the woods. But the thing is, I got a pit bull and shit too. And he's a big.
I love pit
bulls. He wouldn't hurt nothing. Not even.
They just look scary, but they're big old sweethearts usually, especially if you keep them in the house.
Yeah, he does. He tries to get the rabbits, but they always pull the okie doke on him and figure that out. Yeah,
and a little too quick.
I get pissed when he chases my turkey. Like there's a mama turkey with her three little babies, and I'm like, you son of a bitch, man! And I try and keep him in the yard. He liked the corn, dude. Leave him alone. But then I find his footprints by my food plot, so I know he's been chasing a deer too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He chased him over.
He's just having a good life. He's just having
I got him from a friend. He's 4 years old. And she's, good friends of my school. And she's got 5 kids, and her oldest just had a kid. And she lives on her dad's property. So her dad forced her to get rid of the dog that they've already had for 4 years with all the kids. But anyway, then they put him in a crate for 8 months. And I'm like, fuck, dude, I don't know if I can take a dog that's been in a crate for 8 months. He might be crazy. And the dog came out. I mean, she has all, like, scared at him on a leash and everything. I'm like, look, I can't judge the dog like that. You gotta let him loose. He's got shit off of him, got harness on him and everything. I'm like, this dog lives in the woods. I gotta know he's, you know. He can die out here. I got coyotes out there that tear him to pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, like, I got pictures of bobcats in my driveway. So
I've had punts on coyotes in my day.
They're hard to kill, dude. They're hard to kill. I shot
they
one
are. They just
in Missouri.
Keep going. I drilled one with a .22. I think I must have put, like, 10 in him, and he was still running around. I just kept
I hit him with a 12 gauge slug, and he drug his guts. His guts were 40 feet behind him, and he was still running.
Jesus, that's.
I mean, 40 fucking feet. I know my footage. Yeah, but he was still running. I'm like, God dang!
Adrenaline and the shock. Yeah, he probably can't feel it. You know.
He didn't make it far over the hill. He was pretty easy to find. Yeah, but I mean, they're just a pain. They're a pain in the ass. And up there, when I was up there, you get paid for killing.
Yeah.
You bring them to the closest farm, they'll pay you.
But yeah, so I grew up a place like that too. You know, the older ladies call you up and can you take care of them? You know, we'd be like 16, 17 year old boys. They all get in the truck. And
right. Oh, so when we were 16, 17, we were fucking out of control around here.
Probably the worst age because it's like, okay, you're not going to throw me in jail for my lifetime, so let me test the waters.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's see what I can get away with. But my biggest problem at that age was I used to get busted all the time for fishing in lakes I'm not supposed to fish in because I knew where the fish were. I didn't care. It was a golf course, and then people ain't golfing at night. I'm going to sneak my ass out there. Man, fish ain't, them fish don't know it ain't, you know? They don't bite just in the daytime.
They just eat when they're hungry. Yeah, I love fishing. I go deep sea a lot of time. I get a charter and go out there.
Yeah, we're at.
Well, this summer so
far, we go
out
of clear water all the time.
I went to California and caught some bluefin tuna. Caught like a
60-pound
tuna. I fought that thing for like an hour and a half just to get it on.
That bitch is good eating.
Yeah, I beat the crap out of it with a
bat.
Yeah, fun
fight. You ever caught an amberjack?
Oh, no. No. I've seen somebody catch it, on a boat or a charter I was on, but no.
Right. Yeah, that's my favorite, man. But they ate a couple of amberjack and you're pretty beat for the day.
Yeah. That's kind of like these tunas.
Like,
they run like crazy and they're strong. They're real big.
Right.
You know, I mean, this 60 pounder, it felt like I'm not a small dude. You know, I'm like 6'1", like 220. And I'm solid. Like I work out. I play football in college, you know. I was fighting this thing, man. It almost pulled my rod and me under the boat. Like, it came up, made eye contact, and then shot under the boat. The rod bent so hard, I thought it was going to snap in half.
Dude, I've had them make you feel like they're going to rip you over the gunwale.
Yeah. No, seriously. I had a guy holding me by my waist.
I dropped to my knees. to my knees.
Yeah. Like, I ain't trying to go over, hold on to this thing, go for a swim. Yeah, you're out in the middle of the ocean like that, and it's like, okay, you know.
But like, we had
more,
this,
man, good food for a while. People were paying me for the meat.
We had this Goliath that kept smashing us and smashing everything off, and we knew what it was. Because my uncle's got a 32-foot Renegade with twin Yamaha 270s.
Nice.
Yeah, 250s. It's a fucking awesome boat. But, I mean, we get out there, and we run out of clear water. And, you know, we got to the middle grounds, and we got all these different wrecks we go to, and the Hawthorns, Clearwater Reef, there's so many of them out there. And, I mean, it's just really good fishing. And it's a lot different fishing, too, than where I'm at now. Here I am only an hour and a half north, and I got the boat ramp 5 minutes from my house. And I can run offshore and the water don't get no deeper than, you know, 7 feet forever. I mean, I can go 12 miles out and it's still 7 foot deep. Just like crazy. But we went out last weekend, my brother and I spearfishing, and I kept having to get out, you know, the grouper are closed right now. So, I mean, I could have shot probably fucking 6 or 7 grouper. And then when I went to shoot the mango snapper, I forgot to turn the friggin' safety off.
Groupers are crazy. Oh. Those groupers are nuts. They got them out here, too. And they're wild. They're wild.
Oh, yeah,
we
slayed
so
a grouper.
Big.
Like, with red grouper, eat anything. But, you know, your black, your gags and your blacks and stuff, they're a little pickier. But, like I said, the red grouper, they're trashy. The motherfucker eat anything. Anything you put on, you can put, like, a sardine with a pinfish or a, you know, beanbag. You can put anything on there. Squid and a sardine, give them a whole... Eat that shit up. And it's like being, you know, when you're on the boat, you're trying anything to outfish the guys that's on the boat with you.
Oh, but, yeah, I put some stuff
in. You know, no matter what.
I have it ferment. And then I stick it in my pocket when I get on the boat, and they don't know I got it. And then I'll take, I'll grab a little guppy out of the bait, and then I'll rub them in there a little bit, let them swim around in it, and then it's like a little Ziploc bag, and then I'll hook them. And everybody's always wondering, why are you getting the first hit every time? I mean, the tuna would be boiling, but I'll just barely even drop it in there, and these guys jump, whack!
Well, it's like, you know, it just depends on, like, how much you fish an area, too. Like my uncle is stupid fucking good because we might go out to another spot. And, you know, you see the guys and, you know, the other people wonder, why this guy got 9 fishing poles on his boat? And then you look at the rigs, and they almost look identical, but then you look at them, really look at them, and there's different size hooks, different size weight.
Yeah, it takes
and
forever. Every,
depending on when you move.
Yeah, right, that's how it is sometimes here. In Southern California, we'll go out, and I'll get, like, one, well, if we're going out for a night charter, I'll get one rig set up for squid, and I'll get another rig set up for fish, depending on what we're trying to get. Sometimes it's yellowtail, sometimes it's a bluefin. Other times you're getting, you know, sea bass, like some sand bass. They get some pretty good sized ones out there, and then you get a lot of these, like, red snapper.
Well, my nephew fucking is in the Marines, and he's out there in California. Me and him were just talking.
That's, like, right over here.
We were just talking about my grandmother's 90th birthday, and he's telling me, like, dude, people in California hate Florida people. I'm like, well, why are they all coming here?
No,
and he's like, dude, they
jealous.
Hate Florida people.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
like,
they're
damn.
Just jealous. They're just jealous. That's
I'm like, yeah.
Because
I got a big ass Florida thing tattooed on my shoulder, like over my heart and down my arm. It's the state of Florida, full of all this shit.
Yeah, no, Florida's cool. I don't think it's anything it has to do with that. I mean, if you're super political, then you might be like, you know. But I think they got it right from a political standpoint. I'm not really a super political person. I don't give a crap. They're all up to no good. Some people are right.
I think
they're
fucking right now. They were in a lot big. We're in a fucking big trouble right now. This fucking weightless country's being ran.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get into it. That's why I haven't had a television in 3 months. I moved out here.
Another year. It'll be over.
I watched Fireflies and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, lightning bugs, and they fucking fly over. And I just have fires and sit outside and drink some beers after a day's work. And it's pretty fucking, sometimes the chick stops by, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
It's just peaceful as fuck. I go out there and feed my, like, and when I'm done talking to you, I'm going to go feed my deer and
chill.
You know, like, chill out.
Well,
I got
so
much
to do.
I'm
trying to about putting yourself on Google. So, I mean, she
you know,
told
so
me.
All I need to know is prices and what I am, you know, what if can I back out of that at any time?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's month to month.
Ain't nothing going to be direct deposit or none of that shit or direct pay.
So it's month to month. You're not binded to a contract. You could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or anything like that. We do set it up to auto process, but you could back out at any time. You know, all we say is if you want to discontinue it, call us before the next bill is due. I don't think you're going to want to discontinue, but you brought it up, so I'm just full disclosure, you know.
Oh, well, I'm getting rid of Angie's List because they cost fucking too much, and I mean, I don't
it's
care what 5-star rating
it.
And get.
Yeah,
but
that's
I got
reason
it's,
to do
it's,
something like this, you know.
I mean, it's just stupid. Like, is it what about when if you do this, that new thing I hear them playing on the commercials, like where they say, Alexa, I need a handyman, or Alexa, I need this. Does that go to that Google thing, too?
Yep, you're covered on Amazon Alexa devices, the mobile platform. So if they're on iPhones, Androids, tablets, they'll be able to see you as top recommended as well. And then it comes
with
so we can show you.
And I'm terrible with the computer. I just moved up to the house here. I haven't got internet yet.
Yeah, well, that's even more of a reason to do it. I mean, all you really need is a good phone line that you can answer when the clients call in and then try to get good reviews, you know. If you keep getting bad reviews, we'll tell you to keep your money. We're going to go a different route.
They told me already just today, like an hour ago when she called me, my reviews are amazing for 1 month for her client for 3 weeks. I'm like,
your reviews are good right now, for sure. I'm just letting you know, like, ahead of time, because there's a reason we do it month to month. It's not just so you guys could back out anytime. It's like us too, you know, if we find out things start going sideways with this person, we don't want to be tied to a girl.
Right. The thing is I don't, there's certain jobs, like, I don't want to be, like, I'm picky about the work I do, and I'm not doing work for you if you want it done half-assed. I did 4 years of contractor deficiency claims. I worked with engineers and lawyers, so I know when shit is done wrong, why it fails and how it fails, and I see people do work like that all the time, and I refuse to do work like that because I know it's going to fail. I'm sorry that I charge another $200 because I'm going to do it right. And the materials got to be there. And it's just, I don't know. I've been doing it for so long. I am not going to do it half-assed. You got to hire the next guy. I don't need the job that fast. I'm booked right now for 2 weeks.
Right now, 2 weeks. I mean, if we started working on this now, we got to build your website and everything. I mean, the next 2 weeks, you're not getting anything. You know, really.
No, I'm booked solid right now for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I couldn't take another job on for 2 weeks.
But that's good. That's more of a reason to get started on it now. Build a website, do everything, and then by the time you're ready to take on clients, it's up and you got people calling you, you know?
So
then
what's
you can
the,
get
what's
rid
the
of
month,
Home Advisor in the meantime.
What's the monthly fee?
Well, with the website and getting you the discounted pricing structure, I mean, I could get it down to $249 month to month. About $8 a day, really.
And how many people? How many people do is projected to contactors
category
or?
Yeah, so like the handyman category is one of the highest traffic categories, you know, especially for this service area. But just in the last 30 days, the keyword handyman has 1,812 searches in the last 30 days. That's within 30 miles of you. So I'm not saying you're going to get like 1,812 phone calls or nothing like that, but 90% of the time people do pick someone off the first page of Google and we list you for 15
keywords. Right, well, these people, there's people though, like with this Angie thing that I told them too for, because I got a little time left with them. I'm not doing no more free estimates because I got to pay. Just to freaking go look at it, you know, even if the people, so if you send me some dumb shit, send me out to some shit. Like I said, everything I've gotten so far that I went and talked to the people, except for the one job that I didn't want to do because the lady was too cheap, that every one of them I got. And I got the couple of them left wonderful reviews for me. And the other people just don't want, you know, they say, you know, I never leave reviews. I'm sorry. You know, but I get that because I'm not a computer guy either, you know, but I just found out like on the Facebook, people are getting a hold of me through these groups I've joined, and I didn't realize that there's a spot on your phone when you see the circle and it's got a number on it on chats, and you hit that, I'm like, that's how fucking, I'm shot out when it comes up.
Yeah, but that's not a good system for you though, if you're not super computer savvy, because they'll just load you up with leads and lead fees. And by the time
no, these are like neighborhood groups.
Oh, what the heck?
There's no fees. There's no fees.
Oh, I thought you were talking about people. Angie's and Home Advisor.
Oh, and yeah, no, I'm done with them. They're toast. As soon as it runs out, they're toast. I talked to her today and told her I'm done, but she keeps trying to con me into something else. You know, if you're going to give me a better deal, I'm like, dude, no, once I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to do something like that, especially if you're not like somebody who's always on the phone, you know, because they'll send those leads
I mean,
like 10 o'clock at night sometimes. You don't see them until the morning, and you've already been charged for them.
Yeah, 2:30 in the morning, it starts dinging, and then 5:30 in the morning, they'll go off 3 times in a row, and then there'll be duplicates. Like, you know, like today I got 3 duplicates, and it's like on a thing that I don't even do. I'm like, why are you sending me fucking appliance repair? I don't do appliance repair. I told you I don't do appliance repair. I want to do certain things.
That's another thing to talk about, too. So, like, for example, you're in the handyman category. We list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. You have final.
No, but I'm changing that tonight. I'm changing that tonight where on my Angie thing, where all the services thing, too, because I, you know, it's not going to – I got a little money left there. Is like fucking because I got, that's why they send me so many leads is because I got too many things. So instead I'm going to just focus in on the things that make me the best money.
Well, yeah. Well, what I was going to say is like with this, we fine tune the campaign. So like once it's already fine tuned, we got this up and running. If you're not already considering canceling them, you'll leave them. Like I said, if you give us, one to 2 months, you'll never use anything else again. I mean, we're putting you right in front of your customers at the moment that they look up what you
do. Well, Google, I know, is a good thing. I would like to talk to my niece really about it because I'm supposed to go up there. He runs a business. My nephew runs a business. Mm-hmm. And she's the one to take care of all their stuff, and they do. They got like websites and everything for free, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, we're building your website for free. I mean, the only thing I'm charging you for is really what it costs is the first page placement. Like, you could get yourself on Google and make it
how
so
would
people
I
can find you, but you won't be on the first page without this service. You know what I mean? That's
right.
The point. Most people don't even know you exist. They're just looking up the service you provide, and then they'll find you there. Well, because of the optimization we do. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and then they'll see, like, they'll be able to look at, like, reviews and star ratings.
Your website we make for you, your star rating, everything. You know, they'll have
right.
Your number.
So, I mean, I got tons of pictures I could send in, but, I mean, they're, you know, I would have to send them in. Like, I guess I fucked up. It's a lot of things on the Angie thing was my fault for my lack of paying attention on the computer. By the time I get home, I'm a little whooped.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not really something that would be ideal for you. It doesn't mean that's not your fault. It's just you got to find what's going to be working best for you. We're not the kind of company where we're like, okay, we're going to send you each lead and then charge you for the leads individually. We just put you up there and we let the customers call you direct. If you miss
the base price, one price, $249 for the month, no matter what.
Exactly. You know, no matter how many calls you get 100 calls, the bill's the same. We're not going to go, hey, we see you're making a bunch of money. You should be paying us more for that one or for this one. You know, we just put you up there. We let them call you directly, and you guys take it from there. And we have a tracking system if you're missing calls.
Yeah, I would almost rather do that because that would be, I think that would be more beneficial for me. I like when once I can talk to the people, I get a feel for people. I've been doing this a very long time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I can kind of get a feel for what I'm, you know, what they need done if they're clueless or if they know what they want. You know, if they have any idea of what the prices are, you know, cause people get shocked. Some people, most people don't even, like when they accept what I say, it's like, God damn, I know I charged them way too cheap.
Yeah,
but it's
you know,
like I have a heart, and I don't care as long as I make money.
Honest business, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I don't want to. If you went and worked for my family and dicked them over, I'd want to come kick your ass. You know, I just treat people right.
Just honest business once, and then you got all these.
Yeah, it takes you forever to build a good reputation, and one to ruin it.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. So. You got the right idea, you know. You just take care of people, and you'll be good.
Oh, yeah. I took care of a guy today, and then, you know, I just found out his wife died last week and shit, so I knocked off, like, $80 for him. I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
I just made it sound like the job went quicker. Yeah, I just made it, but I didn't want to act like I was pity. I just said, hey, it went faster than I expected, so, I want to give you a little discount. And, you know, that can't hurt. And he had another guy over there, veteran, and they hang out at the lodge together, the Elks or whatever it is, the VFW. They call it the Post. But, you know, so they all ask me for my business card. So, you know, they're going to go there and talk about me because I've been in my solid.
Yeah, but at the same time, too, like if it's a big job, you know, they're going to still look things up before they just go, hey, here's $5,000, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah, no, I just got one of those, too.
Yeah.
But I just tell them I'll bring all the material. I work the first day, but I want half the money up when I come the first day. And then you pay me the rest when I'm done.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. A lot of my guys do that. They'll either do, like, three-way split or half up front for material and then get the rest when they're done. You got to be careful.
Yeah, but
you don't
want
to take too much out
of
your pocket, you know, because then
I just want to pay for the material and have the money to pay my guys. And then the rest, then I know the back half is all mine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So I ain't worried about it. I can sit on it. I need it right now. I just need it to, I want to make the business work. I want to put it in a business account. I want to start the businesses to look like they make money. My whole idea is like basically to be an entrepreneur where I can build businesses and sell them and do whatever I got like, or do what I'm doing with my welding business. I'm going to pay this younger guy that I know that's really good. And I'm going to give him a third of the business to run the work. And I'll handle the business side of it. And I'll supply, it's all my equipment, it's all my trucks. And, I mean, he'll have it made, you know, he'll have his own guy he can bring with him.
Spoiled. I mean, the only real competition that you have in this area is Final Touch Drywall and Ceiling Refinishing. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, I've been doing drywall for over 35 years around here.
I know. Yeah, I know that's a service that we're going to focus on, but that's kind of why I brought it up. I mean, those guys, I mean, they've been around for a long time, and they got a crap ton of reviews, but you're going to be up there on the same page, you know, we're leveling the playing field. Obviously, they're looking at, like, double what I'm charging you to do it.
What about I need advertisement for mobile home skirting? An underbelly detective. Okay,
we could do that.
Underneath the mobile homes. Because under the mobile homes, a lot of times you got the vapor barrier, and they get holes in them, and they give, you have rodents, they get a leak, you know, the plumber comes and fixes the leak, and he cuts all the vapor barrier, moves all the insulation, but he doesn't put it all back, and doesn't tie it back in right, so now it's just an open hole. And I mean, and I did that for over 2 years and never left the park. I rode my golf cart to work every day. And I made bank.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we can highlight. I mean, like I said, you're in the handyman category. So when you're in the handyman category, you got a lot of different services that we could list you for. You know, you get the hand.
Right. Well, that would be a big one that I would like to definitely do because mobile home, when I do the study,
I'll commit to it for at least a month. I'll give it a shot. I'll create your account and I'll schedule a client interview. And then the client interview, they're gonna lock in like which services we're actually gonna have you listed for. Like you get to pick those, and they'll go over the service area with you. And then the website's included too. So we got an interview on that. You know, make sure the website ends up representing the business properly and looking how you want it to look. You know, so
right.
We're gonna modernize
so
your company.
I'll get to be able to look at that and be able to. Give you my take on it.
Yeah, 100%. So we pick your brain and then we do like an initial draft of what we got from it or what we feel like you're aiming for. And then we send it over to you for review. Any changes that you want to make to it are part of the service, you know? So
right.
We have guys.
Well, besides,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. You were going.
No, I was saying that we have guys that like start with their website one way and then they make some changes to it. You know, they send in new videos, new photos as we go. So, you know, hosting is a part of the package. So any changes you want to make, it's just a phone call. You let us know.
Right. The thing is, yeah, it's just, I mean, too, also besides trying to do all these different businesses, like I told you, I just moved. I have a huge house here. What's your story? We just put a 14-foot deck on the front, redid it, added, you know, some footage to it, added 5 feet to it, so now it's 14 feet, and it covered it with a metal roof, and now we're going to put a new metal roof on the house.
I have a guy that does that, man, and he actually just wrote a review on our company. He signed up for a year after doing it for like 2-3 months. His name is Bo Hendricks. Dude, those decks, he makes so much money on those decks. He built like this 30 by 10. I heard the call. He closed this lady on like a 30 by 10 with a metal roof. It was like almost 20 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this,
he had like four of those.
Right. This is like, I'm going to try to take pictures of this, but I gutted the whole upstairs pretty much except for all the bedrooms are done in rough cut cypress, and those panels are about $350 a piece, and I probably have over maybe 175 of them, maybe more. And they'll never come off the walls, and they're done right. And then the ceilings they're very intricate with recesses in them and stuff. So, I mean, all I got to do is put floors in those rooms. But then in the kitchen, I gutted the kitchen, I gutted the bathroom, two of the bathrooms. We're going to completely replace. We're going to completely replace the kitchen upstairs, and then I'm building. When I closed in the downstairs like 25 years ago, because it was a stilt home, and I piped it for a kitchen and like an apartment downstairs. Mm-hmm. So instead, I'm just going to live in the apartment and then Airbnb out the rest of it.
Smart. Yeah, it's smart. Airbnb is a whole separate source of income that people lose track of.
Yeah, and there's Wikiwachi River, right? You know, the mermaids and all that shit right down the street, 15 minutes down the street. There's Fernando Beach right up the street. There's Hudson Beach right down the street. There's Sunwest Mines where they got everything you can imagine. And then there's hiking out back for the woods people. So
I have a buddy who's got a place out here in Coachella Valley. I guess they have those big, like, raves and festivals there every year. And he's got a three-bedroom rental property, and that thing's paid for itself in, like, 4 years because people are just...
Oh, yeah.
They go out there for all those parties. It'll be like a house full of them.
That's what they can do here. This will be one of those kind that it'll be the word will be out there. If you want to have, like, a big party house,
yeah,
you can come here. I don't know. But I'm going to also do glamping because I got the other 3 acres.
Yeah, that's
and
a lot.
I got to set that up.
Right there.
Oh, God, yeah, and he makes the bank. It's like my boy owns Rock's Retreat right up the street, right on the water, two-story house. He only just $300
a night. I've done it. Even in Yosemite, I've done just even lots. Like, you go on Airbnb, they have just a lot. Or I could go park a trailer is on Airbnb.
Well,
like,
that's exactly. That's what all the Canadians are asking me from the park that I lived in for 5 years in St. Pete. They're asking me because they see the pictures on Facebook of my property and what I'm doing with my house. And they're, you know, I remodeled almost all their houses or all their mobile homes. And I've done work for all of them. And they're like, well, can we come up there, you know? And so we're trying to figure out, you know, how to set it up where I can have them bring their fifth wheels in. You know, they pay for 6 months, but they only stay for 4.5.
Beautiful.
It's like, you know, beautiful. I mean, I'll keep it just like they do when they go to Sun RV.
Yeah,
right?
The only thing I don't like about the stuff, like the houses and stuff, is like the upkeep, though. You got to go there and clean up after this.
Oh, no, I'm going to build my house. I've been doing this forever, so I'm going to make this thing as much maintenance-free as possible.
Yeah,
and besides, I live here. And I'm still not going to do the cleaning. We'll pay that. That's in the fee, and I'll pay one
of
the women I know.
Yeah.
I got them already because I need them to clean up the job site sometime.
Yeah. Oh, that makes
and,
sense.
You know, like I just painted a house the other day. And the whole inside of the house we did in a couple of days for $3,000, you know. I mean, everything I got through them I went and knocked out, but I don't, when I get a job, we knock it out, and I finally got one good guy.
What did you think you were spending on leads with those guys? Like,
stupid money. It was stupid until, you know what, it took me fucking, because I'm so busy, and then I come home, and I'm trying to work on my own house, too. Sometimes I don't stop working till 9 at night, and I go to take a shower and eat, whatever, drink a couple beers, and just wake up at 5 in the morning and do it over.
I don't think I'd be able to do that without a couple beers at the end of the day. It's a lot.
I can't, dude. It's like I can't even sleep because my fucking brain won't turn off. And then I'm trying to figure out. So now, every time I do a bid, I add the price in of the Angie, plus about another $10 on top of it. And then I just talked to the lady. I'm changing the thing where I got a trip charge. Just because I'm over these people. If you pay my trip, if you want to call me and you're going to pay me a trip charge, you're serious. Now I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
But
that's
if you're not serious and you're
confused.
You know, a lot
confused, of that stuff, though, you know, we could bypass a lot of that without you having to explain it, is you have that stuff on the website that we build for you. So they know.
Right.
Like, they're already seeing you top recommended. Then they can see your reviews. Then they click on the website. The website tells them. So by the time they call you, you know, they know it's like, okay, you're going to get a quality service, but you might have to pay a little bit extra for it. And most people are fine with that. I'd rather get
that's exactly
done.
I'd rather right. You'd rather do it right the first time than have to go back and do it again.
100%.
And I was beaten in my head my whole life. My dad ran the welding company 57
my
years.
My dad
was
like that too. You do it wrong.
My grandfather was a school teacher, so I mean, I learned all from him, which he was my hero. Yeah. And, I mean, he was a retired school teacher his whole life. They taught outboard mechanics, small gas engines, motorcycle mechanics. Like, when he would teach night school when I was a kid, we would go to night school with him as long as we would have been good, and we'd get to ride every motorcycle there was. No matter.
I was just telling my lady yesterday, I was like, I think my son's going to grow up and be a mechanic because he's just obsessed with cars. Oh, it's nasty. He's got all the little cars.
That's cool though, man.
Yeah, he loves the cartoon cars. Generation. He likes the Fast and the Furious. He likes, you know, he got a new little Bronco truck. He got a Porsche one. He's got a Mustang.
Right, my little nephews, they love boats because they're always in the pool. And I always get them the Jeep. Like, I buy them the Jeep with the boat, but I notice they play with the boat more than they play with the Jeep.
Yeah, my son's like that. He's obsessed with the water, but he just likes the cars more than the
right.
than the boats. Yeah.
And then on the other side of the family, I brought the kids out. We do a fam jam every month, we call it. We bring out everybody. And whether it's your family or not, you're part of the family, you know? And we were
right.
like all these cabins on the lake, and I had all the kids out there. And it took me maybe all of 30 minutes to get the first kid fishing. And then once he caught a fish, then I got another kid fishing. By the end of the day, all the girls and boys, I had every one of them fishing. And every one of them was hooking their own worm on the hook.
Hey, there you
and
go.
Casting it. And
I had to, you know, tell them to stand 10 feet once apart. Once you teach them how to tie the hook. You're good.
Yeah, you know? No, I don't think we got that far.
Yeah, that's the hard
part. The funniest thing was in the morning, I woke up, you know, I wake up early, and I heard the kids whispering around the top bunks, and I was on the bottom bunk, you know, with the kids, and my one nephew said to the other one, he's just, "Hey, yes, Brian, say hello, and Uncle Farrell will take a fish." And they're whispering, you know. And all I'm thinking about is, where's the fucking coffee?
Yeah. My grandfather used to do that to us when we were young. You know, you guys want to go fishing in the morning? He'd tell us at nighttime. Well, yeah, and we know he's going to be out in the front yard like 4 o'clock in his truck.
Oh, yeah.
Us, you know? So I got to get up there real early. Yeah, so he would call us up and tell us. Oh, and then I couldn't sleep. That was the problem.
Oh, no. Exactly, because it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it. My granddad would wake us up.
My grandfather.
I mean, I think about all the shit my grandfather gave up for us kids because, like, he could have had way nicer shit, but he made do with everything he had to make sure that everybody got to enjoy themselves. And
yeah,
he made
part
it.
Of it.
I mean, he was just a hero.
My nieces and nephews, I'm like the cool uncle, I'm the dad, I'm, you know what I mean? It's just
sacrifice.
It's like,
well, she's,
every day
it's
I get
like
up,
I say my brother, but my best friend is my brother because he's been my best friend since before my brothers were born.
Mm.
So even my brothers, you know I call him my brother. Well, all his kids call me uncle, and all their kids call me either great uncle or just uncle, too. And, I mean, they're as much of my family as my own family, and I come from a big family. But they are, like, we stick together like glue. Like,
yeah, that's how it is. You grow up together. I mean, it doesn't get any realer than that, you know? Who are you going to trust?
No.
Not them.
And
know?
Then you watch all your old friends. Like, you know, I grew up in a rough area, so, you know, everybody's fucking messed out or fucking filled out. Or,
yeah,
you
I don't
know,
go back to my
like,
own
you know,
town anymore, you know? I grew up in
it's
Huntington
terrible,
Beach,
dude.
Actually, in Southern California. And
yeah,
so it's like...
Yeah, they come up to you with sores all over them. Oh, no, I'm not on that. Yeah, I'm motherfucker, man, look at you, dude. You
man, can I borrow? No, you can't. Get away from me.
No, you ain't borrowing shit. You can't stay at my house. No. No. And you can watch them because, you know, they get $20 in their hand. And the first thing you want to do is get some pill or some dumb shit. It's like, dude, you only got $20. Don't you got to eat?
And get some food. No, I don't got to eat because I'm on that stuff.
Right. And now it's the fucking Kratom they're on, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that stuff is, you know, but. Fucking they all eat that shit.
Yeah, sobriety is a beautiful thing. I gotta tell you, I wasn't.
That's what prison did for me.
I
got hit by a drunk driver, broke my neck and back, was told I'd never, you know, work again, like, go my kind of work, and I was disabled. They even had me at disabled parking. But then they got me all, like, 400 oxys a month, and like 320 Galatic KH, Somas, and Xanax. I mean, this went on from 98 till 2015 when I finally went to prison because the prices of the pills went up so high. I had to hustle just to be able to afford my medication.
Yeah.
And somebody snitched on me. Because otherwise, you know, them dumb motherfuckers would never caught me, but.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta do that to have a snitch. And I'm like, dude, I never done nothing in my life, dude. You guys didn't even have me. You made up shit. You just made it because they use an audio tape and there's nothing on there about drugs or money or anything. And they use that as evidence. But if they used all my past arrests that were no pros, shit that I didn't even do that I got arrested for, like, you know, like you fucking dude pulled a knife on me and they had attempted murder shit. And it's like, dude, you're crazy. Take that shit off her, dude. That guy was going to kill me. You know, fucking, you watched the video, you fucking jackass that shouldn't even arrested me.
Yeah.
Well, they did. But well, if you try and get, that's why I'm in business for myself, because only, I mean, there's guys that keep trying to get me for like $55 an hour and shit, but
I'm getting tapped on the shoulder here. They want, they're asking me, say, is he gonna move forward?
I should fuck with him. I should fuck with him and keep on going. So what, you're saying $249, you're going to build me a website, this is going to be 1 month, but you're saying nothing's going to show up for a couple of weeks. Does it start after the stuff is all available, or does it start today and then I get fucked for 2 weeks?
I mean, if that's how you're going to phrase it, I wouldn't say it's. I would say it's an investment in a brighter future for your company. And we're
so basically, I'm looking at 2 months because the first month's pretty much going to get ate up with the
dumpster. Right. We're supposed to recommend that a new business that's just starting all this stuff, try it for at least 2 months.
Right. I did tell you I'm going to keep it real, right?
Yeah. I'm keeping it real with you, too.
I'm going to do it. And we're going to try this. Mm-hmm. We'll go 1 month and we'll see what happens. See, I'm going to focus on this more than I did with the Angie thing.
Uh-huh.
Now that I have a little balance and I
we'll
have my...
And make sure it's working. We know we're not going to get paid if you're not getting paid. So we get in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, I'm a go-getter. I get it. If you guys can help me and I make it, I promise you I'm going to make it.
Yeah. No, we got
there's
you.
No doubt.
Okay. We just need you to be responsive, you know? Like, we'll call you. We keep you informed on everything.
They can
we're
check
doing.
Out my response times on everybody. I call them, like, right away. Them motherfuckers call me
at 6 o'clock
in the morning. I
Phil,
call them back.
Phil, we know you're good, or we wouldn't even be calling you. Trust me. We got ways.
I hear you. I just don't like that. I keep it so real. I keep it so real. Like, I mean, you can look at my credit score, anything. I keep it real. I pay my bills.
I grew up with. I'm like, okay, you know, this is kind of.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think I walked out of prison in 2017 with nothing but the clothes on my back and look at what I got today.
Well, that's how you become honest. Because if you don't, somebody's gonna stick you.
Well, you're gonna go back like 80. What did they say? 85% of the people go back.
Yeah. No,
but you know what it did for me? It got me off the pills that the doctors kept giving me, telling me I needed. Well, once I went to prison and realized I didn't need those fuckers no more. You know how much money? It's like that song says, "The heart, high cost of living ain't nothing like the cost of living high."
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, that one kind of hits home. I actually haven't heard that one, but it definitely it hits home. You got me thinking about my aunt and all kind of stuff. I remember I was young. My mom basically saved my aunt's life. She was she used to roll around with, like, Aryan Brothers and stuff, you know. She was super
right.
Crazy. Yeah, they'd be smoking that stuff.
Oh, you guys got a lot of that shit out there, 88 and all that.
Yeah, she got it tattooed on her neck, 1488. But anyway, I used to see her going through the dumpster, you know, riding bikes, smoking that stuff, like all kinds of
stuff.
Oh,
that's all they do. That's crazy.
Yeah, she threw her life away. My mom had to wrap her up. Yeah, my mom had to basically, like, wrap her up, lock her in the house, and it was, like, crazy. It was, like, traumatizing for the kids to see, for all of us to see, because we were just like, what the heck is happening?
Oh, I'm sure,
dude. And then it would be, like, days on end before she would actually, like, be herself, you know, and then you'd actually, like,
right, they act like nothing happened. They act like nothing happened.
Yeah,
like,
oh, hey, guys. Yeah,
what's the big deal? It's like, dude, like the last week, did you even know you were bad?
3 days.
Right. You didn't sleep. You didn't eat. You didn't fucking do nothing.
Beat down the door. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then you were checking the cabinets for fucking, like, you know, like fucking the Yeti or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you taking apart the perfectly good computer.
Yeah. Just having full conversations here in the room by yourself.
Oh my God.
All right, so I'm going to create your profile. They're going to send you this card in the mail. It's called a Google PIN. It's like a verification.
Okay.
You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. But I have a 182.37 Owen Drive. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yes, it is.
All right. And then what's your email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Fabricator Phil, it's FABRICATORPHIL 726@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then this phone number is the best phone number for your clients to get a hold of you, too?
Yep, absolutely. I always answer my phone or call them right back immediately. If the tools are running, I can't hear it.
Okay. My name's Jonathan. I go by John. My last name's Hill.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text with my direct number and extension, and then I'm also going to send you an email address for you to send in any photos that you want to use for your website, if you have some.
Okay, and then, like, I want to,
you need
like,
help
I
with
really,
it.
I really want to, when I talk to whoever, I really want to focus on this skirting mobile homes, man. I'm telling you, it makes me so much money.
I got you. So I'm gonna
I don't have to climb on a ladder. I don't have to do no. It's like I never get off the ground.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And I can do a trailer in one day by myself and make fucking, you know, have a good $1,000 day.
I hear you. Oh, I see what you're
but
saying.
But I've been doing it forever, and I have the time. I can do one where it takes two people. It takes them 2-3 days. I can do it by myself in a day, but I've spent thousands of dollars on the proper tools for doing it.
It's crazy because there's a couple of companies that try to advertise for that too, but they're like mobile home dealers, and then they'll actually come out there and do it as like a repair. They have BJ's
right.
Mobile homes.
I wish they would hire me to do them. I just charge by the linear foot.
Yeah. There's Florida Mobile Home Solutions, too. I mean, you might be able to link up with some of these guys, too. I mean, we're going to be promoting you, so they're going to be seeing that you're out there. But maybe if they get an overflow, you guys can establish something where they'll subcontract it to you or vice versa.
Right. It's like that. Baseboard and laminate flooring. I mean, those are things I do really well on. I charge by the square foot or linear foot. Drywall repairs is my, I guarantee I'm one of the top drywallers there is in this state because.
Yeah, plaster and drywall were two of the key things that we actually, were focused on when contacting
well,
you.
Well, yeah, because I started doing drywall in Missouri. Well, I started doing it here, but then I learned how to finish in Missouri and back in the like 90s. And I learned slick finish. Well, in Florida, we don't do slick finish. And when they try to do it, these guys don't know how to do it, even if they're good finishers, because they don't realize, you know, when they brush the paper too much with that with sand, and they fuzz the paper, and then they blame it on the painter. Mm. And it's like, you know, why don't you just blame the fucking plumber, dude? It's your fault. You fuzz the paper.
So I got some pretty good notes on this so far. Again, there's going to be a client interview tomorrow, but I know you want to focus on skirting the mobile homes, baseboard, laminate flooring, plaster, drywall. And then we got like basically everything to do with the inside of the house structure, you know, I know you specialize in like underbelly detection too. So I've done a lot of notes on that. But they're going to jump into the client interview, obviously, and finalize it, right? We want to do a little research, too, and make sure we're not listing you for what we call, like, a dead keyword, where it's, like, it's a service
right.
that nobody's looking up, you know? So.
Right. You know, that would be. I see the skirting thing because, you know, what happens is the guys come in, they weed eat, they knock holes all in it in the bottom. It starts to look like shit. People want it changed, you know. It's like, you know, if you pick some Roundup and you spray 6 inches around it, you don't have to weed eat it.
Yeah, that's true. Roundup's just crazy, though, on its own. That thing's, it's like those guys are going through hell right now. That company might not exist in a couple of years from now. It's basically poison. It's carcinogenic.
I get a lot of customers who say that. And then so you gotta go get some.
Well, it's on the news all the time. Like, this guy sued him, and he's like, he'll be dead in 6 months. So it's like, okay, they give him like $5 million, he croaks, and he leaves it to his family, you know? It's like, it's pretty sad.
Right. Well, that would be cool, but if I could leave it to my family, I'll take $5 million and croak.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, I'd be the best.